from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Belle Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
That I shine with my mind and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Philip Thompson Jr., also known as Big Phil, age 40 at the time of this interview.
I think working with the youth on the east side of Pittsburgh is pretty much my calling in life. I think that, you know, that is where I'm at. That's where I have my most success, to be honest with you. I love this program. That was my first chance working with the Homewood youth. I mean, I was already familiar with Homewood, having friends that lived in the Homewood area. One of the good things about working with the SIS is that I was able to see those individuals grow up. I mean, these guys are now late 20s. It's a beautiful thing. I love the east side. I mean, this is where I'm from. I have family that lives on the north side. It's funny because when I go to other sides of towns, it's kind of foreign to me. You know, I feel like the east side is a very creative part of town. There's a lot of music comes from the east side. There's a lot of artists from the east side. A lot of the venues are from the east side. I think, you know, we have a more diverse culture on the east side. You look at it, I consider Penn Hills part of the east side. It's a very diverse community. Success is measured by a lot of different things. A lot of people look at success as being a monetary thing with money. But, you know, I look at success now as just being happy and content with what you have. One thing, you know, growing up, I was a DJ and I used to always try to make little home films and things is that now I look at all the things I wanted to do when I was younger, I've already accomplished them. In all honesty, I've already accomplished them to a certain degree. Now, me accomplishing those goals didn't necessarily bring in the money that I wanted, but I've accomplished that. You know, I would go to the record store and I would buy records, actual records on vinyl. Okay, I did that several times. You know, I used to always go to all the concerts back in the day, Run DMC, Big Daddy Kane, LL Cool J, Digital Underground, Beastie Boys. I used to always want to be that particular person on stage. I did that. I used to make little home movies and little jive music videos for my friends growing up. I've done that. I've done that for real. So, man, I got a family. So I think I've pretty much accomplished everything I set out to do. I mean, my goals right now is just to continue to be successful and to be able to show my kids how to do what they want to do better than how I did. I think that's every parent's goal. I look at myself, I become a more responsible adult because of kids. As your kids get older, you kind of sit back and say, okay, I can't do the things that I used to do because that's going to hinder my children's growth. Hindering my children's growth is going to hinder them from reaching and attaining what they want to do. I was given an opportunity to work with the Lighthouse program through a friend of mine named Paul Dang. Told me about a job opening. He said, man, there's a job opening in Homewood at Westinghouse, you know, something you would love to do. I said, what is it? He is working with kids in multimedia. And, you know, being that that's what I do, I mean, my degree's in mass communications and elementary education, so this was perfect for me. And he said, the guy that's over it is James Brown. I was like, Armstage? Like, yeah, you know. So, I mean, and I already knew James from the musical community, so it was kind of a no-brainer. I hit James up, got the interview, and here I am. I love working at Westinghouse. Shoot, I rock my Westinghouse jersey. I remember going over to somebody's house having a Westinghouse jersey, and they was like, man, take that jersey off, man. You ain't from Westinghouse. I said, I'm a Bulldog. I said, I'm Penn Hills Indian and a Bulldog at the same time. So as long as they'll have me, I'm going to be here. I think that the kids here at the Lighthouse have a golden opportunity to do things that you can't do anywhere else. And the things that Lighthouse kids are doing right now are things that people do in college. Well, I would say even more than the music that I helped them make, I wish the students that I work with We take advantage of the opportunities. The one good thing about Westinghouse is there isn't any lack of help for these students. I mean, you can fail a class and the teachers are trying to make a kid get a good grade. There's different outlets. There's different community groups that come in and try to help these kids do what they have to do. You know, my thing is take advantage of these opportunities because there's a lot more to this world than just the edge of Homewood. You get your head straight, you get everything, you get your grades straight, you can do anything.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewer Davon Staten. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.